Fair Isaac, a company known for rating consumer credit risk, said this week it will buy the fraud detection company HNC Software. The new business will work with banks to deter credit card fraud. Few consumers realize how much power Fair Isaac already exerts in their financial lives. Every American who has credit also has what's called a FICO score, a three-digit number that can make or break a loan application. For years, these numbers have been kept secret. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, consumers can finally learn their scores, but only for a fee.
Fair Isaac distills all the data on consumers' credit reports to arrive at one number that predicts what their future payment record will be like. The company says the scores are objective and highly accurate, and since the 1990s, lenders have eagerly embraced them. Three-quarters of all mortgage lenders now use FICO scores to price loans. The scores range from 300 to 850, and a good score, say above the national median of 720, pretty much guarantees the best interest rates. A bad score can result in much more expensive credit. Sue Simon, a vice president at Fair Isaac, says the score is based on a complex mathematical formula.
35% is past payment history. How well has a consumer done in paying their debts in the past? About another 30% is usage of credit. If you look at the number of credit lines outstanding, cards, auto loans, installment loans, how much of that credit that's available to the consumer is actually being used? Then there's about another 15% that I think is what's the length of this person's credit history? Have they shown over time that they know how to use credit?
Dozens of different credit scoring systems are available in the marketplace, but Fair Isaac leads the pack. For years, the company has resisted attempts to force it to disclose FICO scores to consumers, claiming the numbers are meaningless in isolation. For a while, the online lender eLoan provided FICO scores free to customers on its website, until, according to CEO Chris Larson, Fair Isaac pressured him to stop.
Fair Isaac, who controls the FICO scores, put pressure on the credit bureaus to pretty much shut us down from even doing business if we didn't pull the scores off the website and prevent them from going to consumers.
Fair Isaac says the credit bureaus that compile consumers' financial data acted on their own. But in quite a reversal, the company now has decided to sell consumers access to their scores through a website they call myfico.com. It costs $13 a pop, or $39, to monitor a score over time. VP Sue Simon says the website empowers consumers to take control of their financial lives. But Ricardo Bird, director of the National Association of Neighborhoods, has only lukewarm praise for the website.
I think we should give MyFICO credit for having resisted opening their mysterious black box for many years. Now the box is beginning to open.
The box has already opened a crack in California, where people who apply for a mortgage get free access to their FICO score. Fair Isaac opposes legislation that would expand that right to consumers nationwide. But the company's website does inform paying customers about how they can improve their scores. According to eLoan's Chris Larson, it's a good thing they do, since the formula used to create the score can seem counterintuitive.
There are a lot of things that might seem like, you know, sound sort of debt management, reasonable things to improve my score that actually hurt your score.
For instance, consumers often hear they should cut up some credit cards and consolidate their debt on one new low-interest card. That strategy might lower their monthly payments, but closing accounts could also drive down their FICO score. For two reasons. First, the formula is weighted in favor of long-term credit histories versus recently opened accounts. Plus, consolidating would increase the percentage of the consumer's available credit being used, which may cost FICO points as well. Soon, the Fair Isaac website will contain a simulator showing consumers what impact a particular credit decision will have on their score. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.